This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so let's get into what show is not going to air in the spring, because I guess people are over it.
Dancing, really?
Dancing with the Stars.
Oh.
Really? It has aired like spring and fall now for years.
Yeah.
They've had two seasons. I guess it ain't doing good when they cut it from the After the Bachelor spot in the spring.
Yikes.
It normally aired After the Bachelor, not this spring.
They're not sure
what's going on, but they said that people have been pretty unhappy with the show since Bobby Bones won, who was the radio DJ, because they said he had all these low scores, but then he won, and so people watching were pissed.
Yeah.
But that's because he was a DJ and had his DJ friends share to vote for him, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So basically, you were watching a guy, because even though he's the Ryan Seacrest of country, he's not on a national show until Dancing with the Stars.
Right.
If Ryan Seacrest had gone on Dancing with the Stars, everybody would know him because of Idol.
Yeah. Right.
I didn't know Bobby Bones, so I get it why a regular person would watch and go, what the hell?
There's
I'm voting
guy.
For my celebrities, and this dude won. But, you know, people just said they've been over it for a while, too. So they're pulling it in the spring, but they will bring it back in the fall. They tried the all-athlete season.
Yeah.
They tried, you know, adding... And they sound
Remember,
like some of the people they're putting on the show are just getting such mixed reviews.
They're
like,
Dancing with the Stars Juniors?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They tried that.
That failed. You remember who won that?
God, no. Do you?
I have no idea.
I had to look it up.
Oh, God.
It is Sky Brown, the professional skateboarder, won Dancing with the Stars Junior.
Duh.
No clue.
What, Trip Palin was out in the first week. Like, the biggest name they had
the
on that show.
The biggest star.
He was out the first week. The first week.
I guess America's not a fan of Sarah Palin anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even though it's Bristol.
Anymore.
It's Bristol's kid.
Yeah.
Was America ever a fan of Sarah Palin?
Yes, I had to argue with people in the election.
Oh, my God.
She didn't
have
a brain, but don't get me started.
Okay.
But I do like Bristol Palin on Teen Mom. She has the drama. Her and her dude are cuckoo.
Fair enough.
So much drama.
I thought it'd be a bad addition. It's actually a great addition if you just like reality TV.
Well, I don't feel bad. You guys were dogging on me for not liking Dancing with the Stars last week. You were like, how could you not like Dancing with the Stars? And I was like, nobody likes Dancing with the Stars. It's evident now. We're done with it now. It was big in its day,
but
now
I think... We're not done with it. It's still coming back. I just don't think they can book enough people for two seasons. That's what I think the problem is. They're barely getting celebrities at all, if even a celebrity.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy wasn't really a national celebrity, and he won the damn show. So, of course, it's boring to watch. I can put Jim from West Dallas on a show. It doesn't mean I care.
Exactly.
Do you know
totally.
What I mean?
Yep.
Like, it's like, come on.
Bring in some A-listers, man. Come on.
Something. Even a B. I'll take a B at this point, man.
Mm.
Are you saying
we've gone down to E?
we
were at C and D for a few seasons. Now we're at E, man.
We're almost in.
Oh my God! Who the hell can
land?
Seriously, though,
we're
for
together
real.
Or it's getting canceled. Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7KISSFM.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good news to start the day. It'll be like 37, 38 for a high today. That's not bad.
That's great. You know why?
Why?
Because my good news is I'm stealing it. I hope it's not yours. We're bell ringers today.
Oh. Thank you.
The people I run past at the grocery store so I don't have to give them money because I'm broke.
Uh-huh.
I'm now going to be them. This is our full circle karma moment in life for running past the Salvation Army people.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
We're going to be out ringing the bell today. Yep. I don't know why I'm doing the hand gesture like I have a bell in my hand.
Because you're practicing. You know you're going to need that. You're going to need that practicing.
Carefully, you ring from side to side. You ring up and down. You're doing something dirty. Stop that.
Yeah, right? It does. They have a day of local celebrities ringing the bell downtown at the Milwaukee Public Market.
If
you work downtown, you're downtown, come by for lunch. We're going to be out there what time again?
One to two on the Broadway Street entrance.
And
we
want to win. So don't go to like the kettle on Water Street. No, that's not us. Come to us put money in our kettle.
You know, they sent us a link that people can donate to our virtual kettle. I think we should start giving it out this morning and jack it up.
Allowed to do that?
They sent it to us. Why the hell can't we? We have a radio platform. I say we start talking about it.
You know what?
I want to win.
You want to make? Should we make a blog about it?
Oh.
And then start tweeting it out?
Why not?
Oh.
They said we can do it.
Okay, but one time this guy on the station asked for money from listeners and got in big trouble. So I'm like scared to ask people for money.
Well, we're asking for the Salvation Army.
Yeah,
well, we'll talk about it.
I know, but... We'll discuss that, and then we'll get into it.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. Come see us at the Milwaukee Public Market, 1 to 2, ringing the bell. Yes.
Regardless, come down there. We'll be there. My good news, earlier we were talking about the Christmas tree in our house. I have an update.
Yes.
Because my wife and I still have yet to put up our Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
Just been putting it off. And we decided last night, no Christmas tree at all.
Oh, you made the executive decision.
I made the decision, and she said that she was listening to us yesterday, and she goes, you know what? You're kind of right.
I think that's awesome.
It's stupid to put it up, and we're going to be gone for the week of Christmas. It doesn't make any sense. And I was like, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Well, if you don't care, I mean.
It's
right? Inside.
We did hang
Nobody
stockings.
Nobody sees it but you.
There's little stockings with our name, so when Santa comes down our...
for the gifts.
The gifts they're not giving each other. Allie, when Santa comes down our gas fireplace and squeezes through the tubing, he's got to be able to leave us something in our stocking.
Well, your wife, you mean, needs to re-gift something in your stocking.
Yes.
like the candles Gibbons gave you.
She really just wanted the cute ones from Target with the little letters on it, so there's an A and an E and an S for Samson.
Aww.
Which is so ridiculous.
We have a stocking for Bella. It has her name on it.
Oh, it does?
Yes.
We didn't put his full name on it. Santa knows what S means.
It's weird how obsessed you are with him and you don't have a stocking for him.
We do have a stocking for him. There's an S for him. It's a little S.
You said it was ridiculous, though.
It is ridiculous.
Stockings for dogs for life. Vote for stockings for dogs.
I'll vote for him. I just think they're ridiculous.
Dogs need stockings, too, man.
Let the dogs have stockings, too. Christmas. Christmas for all dogs.
Gibbons, what's your good news?
My good news is I got a 90-minute nap in yesterday, you guys.
Nice.
I haven't napped for an hour and a half and forever. It felt really, really, really good.
You gave up your life to take care of kids all day, dude.
Yeah, I know, and I haven't had a 90-minute nap since, and it's been great to have one yesterday. It was awesome.
Sleep is a precious, precious thing to get.
Much more appreciative of it once the kids pop up.
Exactly.
All good news.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM, Riggs and Allie. There's a string of break-ins at local laundromats lately, and they're breaking in and stealing quarters. One guy is going in to like the coin machines and the soap machines.
What?
And just taking the quarters out of them. Like he'll go super late at night to the 24-hour ones when he thinks nobody's watching.
Desperate.
Except for the cameras.
Right.
Which is sad and scary at the same time because you got somebody breaking in. And it's sad because this guy doesn't have a job. Doesn't have a means. We don't know.
We don't know that.
He may, but stealing quarters is crazy. So they've got four different locations, and now West Dallas Police Department says that they have a couple of their laundromats with similar break-ins and similar type situations. I now turn my head to you, Gibbons.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't me, but I can't 100% say, because sometimes I get
weird. Well, you weren't caught on camera, but we got audio of the way you terrorize people in laundromats.
No, the only thing you steal from laundromats is people's time.
Pretty much.
You know what's sad, though? This guy has the ingenuity to go in there, the skills to break it.
Don't compliment this guy for stealing. He's taking from a business. He's stealing.
What he's trying to say.
There's no bright side to this.
What Gibbons is trying to say is, why doesn't he apply that somewhere else?
Exactly.
And put that effort into a job.
That's fair.
Exactly that.
He's obviously has
some
sort of...
But I want to be like, you're so creative. Look at you stealing from the quarters. No, that's a problem.
No, all you are is in violation of one of life's biggest rules, which is...
Don't be stupid.
You moron.
And the law. That too. You're in violation of that too.
Yeah, that.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
No.
Do you mean...
Sense how I feel about this. Don't cancel your show. Ellen DeGeneres is thinking about ending her talk show.
Shut the hell up.
In 2020, she wasn't even going to re-sign when they signed her. Does she know how awesome her show is?
Does she know how her show helps people throughout the world on a daily basis?
Yes.
Not just with entertainment, but with education. You know, educating people and letting people know what's happening in the world. No!
Well, here's the thing.
No!
She is 60 years old, too, remember.
60, and
she's
so
still
she
hot.
Re-signed through... Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely.
She re-signed through 2020. But she says her wife is the reason she might quit, Portia de Rossi.
Oh.
And then Portia intervened in the middle of the interview. So somebody was asking Ellen about it, and Portia stopped when Ellen said, well, some of it's because of my wife. I might not resign. And Portia said, she basically interjected and said, I just think that she's such a brilliant actress and stand-up. It doesn't have to be this talk show for her creativity. There's other things she could tackle. So... And Ellen said she is ready to play someone unappealing, meaning maybe she's sick of being the most, like she wants to do something different. And I think that's okay, especially when you're 60. I know that we love her talk show, but she's the one that has to get up and go to work every day.
Very true.
So if she's bored, let her do what she wants. I mean, I don't want her talk show to end. I hope it doesn't.
I completely agree.
And I guarantee they'll put as much money into her as they have to keep her. Doesn't mean she needs it and she'll stay.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that show is gold. I mean, Ellen's show is amazing. It's funny. It's heartwarming. It's everything.
It's everything that Oprah was back in the day. She books the biggest celebrities.
And she books the biggest celebrities. But she does not do the deep, deep stuff that Oprah did. Like, she doesn't talk about child molestation. You know what I mean?
Sexual assault.
Oprah would get deep. Oprah didn't have as many celebrities on.
That's true.
She's more of a celebrity talk show. And Oprah was more like lifestyle.
But Ellen does do a lot of giving back and stuff like that, and honoring people that do good things. She'll find someone that does something amazing and bring them on the show and give them like a check from Walmart. She's honoring the person from Milwaukee, the bus driver.
The local lady who's been all over the news for helping a homeless man on the Milwaukee County bus.
Yep. Yes, she does stuff like that.
She was just there, yeah.
Dude.
Oh, man.
Well,
I hope she doesn't end it, but if she does, I understand.
Because you pick what you want to do for a living when you have that much money.
I mean, she is 60 years old. I just Googled. She's, according to a quick Google search, worth allegedly $400 million.
Well, yeah, she's also, remember the Finding Nemo, Finding Dory, too?
Oh, yeah.
She's got a lot of money to that, too. So.
Well, and that's the thing. She's just ready to do something different.
Ellen Absolutely DeGeneres right.
Might be calling it quits soon.
Oh, man.
Hanging up the dancing shoes.
No!
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Gibbons, what up?
From the new with kids department.
Yeah.
It's the Christmas season. So, Allie, let me ask you, is there any particular toy that your kids really want this year that they're like, this is the one I have to have?
Yes. Hudson wants a Hydroliner Imagine X. He's very specific. An Imagine X Hydroliner with the incredible.
What?
He got that for Hanukkah. So now, yes, we do Hanukkah.
Imagine X.
So he got that for Hanukkah from my mom.
Yeah.
And now we got to do Christmas. So he's insisting he needs the Incredibles figures. He has to have them.
Of course he does. He has to have them.
I'm like, whatever. You got it, bud. Santa's got it. Santa's got it.
This Imagine X thing looks badass. Can I come over and play with it?
Yeah. They're gone for 2 days. You can come. I'll bring it to work. You can take it home for a day.
Yes.
Yes. But if Hudson gets home tomorrow and it's not there, he's going to flip.
He won't have it anymore. I'm going to play with this thing in my bathtub. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Well, I'm kind of jealous, Allie, because I asked the question. You immediately knew two things.
Of course. And
that was it.
Of course.
My girlfriend's daughter, Cora, who is 6 years old,
is
in, I don't know if it's a phase. I don't know if it's a thing kids
Everything's a phase.
But where she literally wants everything, and everything is the most important toy. And she finds all of these toys on TV. So we're watching a kid's show, and a commercial comes on for like the plush backpack animal pillow. And she goes, oh my God, I got to have that. That is the coolest thing ever. Rins. If I get that, I'm going to be so happy.
Do you remember when Hudson and Owen used to do this at every commercial for like 2 years straight?
I remember when I used to
kill them. And then I heard of Netflix. And they never asked me for anything anymore.
Really?
Yeah. Every single time we would watch TV all day, like they'd put on Nickelodeon, and I would hear nothing but, I want that, I want that, I want that, I want that. Every commercial, because they're marketed at the kids watching.
Yes.
Genius. And finally, I went to Netflix, and we haven't had a problem since.
Okay. News for you, Gibbons.
Yeah?
That's every child ever who wants every single toy they see on TV, because they make it look like the coolest thing ever. Yes.
Yes, but Riggs, don't forget.
What's the toy
she's dying to have, in 10 minutes, she's going to forget about it.
Exactly.
So who cares? Yeah. Just let them say, I want that, and then you say, put it on your Christmas list, and then move on with your life, which is what I did.
Okay, because I'm literally, there's a point where I'm like texting myself notes in my phone, keeping track of 85 toys and going, out of these 85, which are the three? Yeah.
If you're
going
to do that, she's not going to even remember those toys.
No. Okay, and then Allie,
things she talks about on a regular basis.
You said Netflix solved everything.
Yes, because they don't have commercials.
Now, I am being a disciplinarian. We took the girls' DVD player, which has Netflix on it, out of their room because they were being jerks.
Yeah.
So now all they have is standard TV. And on this standard TV...
Oh, you really showed them? What the hell was that? Riggs, what the hell? You didn't take away the TV. You took away Netflix, but left them with...
No, not Nickelodeon. No. Like,
all
basic,
you get is TMJ4. That's all you
that's
can watch.
No, that's all it is. It's,
they don't care TV stimulation.
The basic antenna. And now this is what, it's a double-edged sword. I'm trying to teach them a lesson where if you don't
the lesson
do things,
would be get rid of the TV.
Yeah.
Completely.
Not just half of the TV.
No, but Allie.
Damn amateurs.
If we get rid of the TV, then they're going to complain, and we're not going to have something to sit them in front of and run away from our problems. Then what are they going to do, Allie? What are we going
to
do?
You mean you have to stand firm on the...
You decided to move in with these kids. You can't complain about it anymore. This was a choice.
Hey, by the way, remember 3 or 4 weeks ago when they were behaving like little jerks and you said you were taking away their tablets until Christmas? How's that going, by the way?
Oh, did you do that?
You guys sticking to that or what?
Dude, that lasted a good like week and a half. And then they were just such terrors. It was like, then it was, all right, well, we'll just give it to them. They were good yesterday. We'll give it to them for 10 minutes today. Oh, well, they were good today. We'll give it to them for 20 minutes. Oh, well, now they're being good. We'll give it back to them forever.
You suckers.
Because it makes things easier for us. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You call it a cop-out. I call it just keeping my sanity a little bit, okay?
You're pacifying
keeping
them.
Keeping my sanity.
Again, Allie, you volunteered for this.
You volunteered. Shut the hell up.
Yes.
Like, yeah. I don't know what the hell, dude.
Oh, it's fun stuff.
At least you didn't put the hot dog in the donut.
It's just so predictable, though. Yeah.
Of course.
You're so predictable, Gibbons. That's what's funny about you.
I'm a rebel.
Keep track of the list. She wants all 85 of those toys.
And make sure you get them.
Yes. Gonna go into a debt hole, and that's okay.
Oh, God.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
All the year of 2018 stuff is coming out for Google. It's like their top searched stuff. Who do you think the top searched artist was? Like, musical artist was of 2018? Think of somebody. It was a musical artist. It was a Kiss artist. They're alive. It's a musical
Ariana
artist.
Grande.
No.
Just because of Mac Miller and Pete Davidson, I thought maybe
right.
It was her.
She's up there. We've talked about her a lot on The Dirt. She's been in and out of rehab.
Justin Bieber's not
Justin
a bad...
Justin Bieber?
She almost died.
Oh, Demi Lovato.
Demi Lovato.
I didn't know you were giving hints. I'm sorry.
I said that the other day, too. I'm such a dummy.
Demi Lovato, yes. She was the most searched artist.
I told you that the other day. I'm like, I don't know. Who is it?
Who could it be?
Demi Lovato was up there.
Such a moron.
Yeah, she made the list, obviously, because she almost died this year, and then she went into rehab. People were very curious about that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In My Feelings was up there as far as songs were going. Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody was the top search song of the year because of the movie that came out. People were all interested in that.
But wait, you flew past Drake. In My Feelings was what?
It was one of the top search songs of 2018.
Oh, you should play that because people are, they know
it.
Kiki, do you love me? I think they know it, but not everybody knows the name, or you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. The In My
I know it's Drake because I love Drake, but...
People call it the Kiki song.
Kiki, that's what my sister said. She's like, what's the Kiki song? I'm like, it's not Kiki, it's In My Feelings.
Yeah!
But he does say Kiki in the beginning. Here he goes.
Kiki, and that's supposed to be Kim Kardashian, we found out.
Uh-huh.
Kiki is Kim Kardashian.
The top searched dead celebrities on Google, who do you think they were? Mac Miller was up there, top of the list.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It does make sense because I think people wanted to know who the hell he was, half the world. I think a lot of people knew it. A lot of people were like, wait, I've heard of him.
Uh-huh.
And now I want to know more because he's died.
Yeah. And one of the top Google search terms was, how do I vote? Which is amazing. Everybody was looking how to vote this year. People were Googling, how do I vote?
Wasn't that the number one Googled thing?
Mm-hmm.
Or the number one Googled question was, how do I vote? Which I found amazing that people, I'm so proud of people for Googling that.
Yeah, crazy big turnout for the voting this year, obviously.
Well, it changed. The internet helped.
Mm-hmm. The most surprising thing I saw, the most searched athlete on Google in 2018. Who do you think, Allie?
Tristan Thompson.
Absolutely.
Tristan Thompson.
Yep.
Because of Chloe.
Mm-hmm.
That
the Kardashian
was a big deal this year.
Yeah, I guess he was.
I mean, he literally cheated a day before she gave birth. It was so salacious, you couldn't not Google it.
Uh-huh.
You couldn't stop watching.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, this is one of the weirdest stories we've ever heard in a while. John Mayer trying to get with Kourtney Kardashian.
What?
They said he's like enamored with her because they met or they were hanging out at some event recently, and they said that he like now wants to see her more and more, and he thinks he's got a chance with Kourtney.
Dude.
Could you see Kourtney Kardashian and John Mayer dating?
Yeah. I could.
He is kind of douchey like Scott was.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like like he's kind of grown out of that douchey phase, and maybe
apparently not.
Since no, hold on, since John Mayer in my mind has grown out of the douchey phase, maybe this would be the time for him and Courtney to get together.
She's got three kids. He's a playboy. He's got no business being with a chick with three kids, and she's all about her kids.
But neither does the father of those three kids have any right to be with somebody with three kids.
Scott is with those kids all the time on the show, and he takes them when she's out with her boyfriend for a week. Ooh. In fairness, Scott actually does see the kids now.
Okay.
I did.
I did because it's not fair to say he's not there when he is.
He is there.
Okay.
He's the Lord. He walks around with a cane, man. He rules.
But that doesn't mean he's not dating a 19-year-old. That makes him a little douchey. Yeah. I mean, let's be real. Yeah.
So, wait. They hung out. So
They hung out at the GQ Men of the Year party. Okay. Oh. That was last Thursday.
John Mayer and Courtney.
Yes. They were just talking. And somebody said that he seemed way into her when they were talking. And that he kept saying things to her like, well, this was sweet serendipity. And we should meet up again soon.
Oh,
those cornball things John Mayer would totally say
totally
to you.
A John Mayer line. This is sweet serendipity.
Well, and Jessica Simpson would fall for that. Would Kelly or would Kourtney Kardashian? I don't know.
Maybe she would.
Yeah, they said he's crushing hard, but they're not sure if she feels that way at all. Because, you know, she just broke up with that other dude that turned out to be not good. And I don't know. I don't know if they're going to end up together, but he's going for her. And I think it's all because he's got nothing else going on.
I'm amazed that Gibbons thinks that John Mayer's douche days are over. I don't think so. I don't think so either. I don't think the douche ever left him. I think he was born a douche. I think he'll die a douche.
I think he was relevant because he had a lot of good music out. Yeah. And he was dating famous people. Like Jessica Simpson was like at the top of her game when he was with her.
Remember Jennifer Love Hewitt when he dated her?
Yeah, back in the day. Because he's not really like as big as he was 10 years ago. Yeah.
But he was the kind of, because
we don't hear about it.
Right. He would always talk about the women though. And he was like that kind of douche that would sleep with them and then talk smack on them after the fact. And I would just...
Awful.
I'm hoping.
The male Taylor Swift. Remember, he did a Taylor Swift, didn't he?
Yeah, I believe
that's
for
right.
a hot
Look what
minute.
You made me do. Look what you made me do.
Oh.
I always thought we are getting back together is about him. That's what I thought.
Ooh.
Because that was right around the time when they were dating afterwards, and he's the guy that would be all over the place.
I thought that one was about Harry Styles because of what she said, which she had an accent at the part where she says, "This is exhausting." He calls me up like, "I miss you, lover."
Out of style.
I never heard the accent. I listen to that all the time with Hudson. Like, every day I listen to that song. Oh. Now I gotta go listen to the accent.
This is exhausting.
I thought the Out of Style song was about Harry Styles.
Yeah, I thought so, too. But
style,
or
what it was called. I don't know.
I think that was the point.
And what we've done is gone way off the tracks here.
We really have. Because we were
talking about
the Kardashians. And no.
Oh, my God.
I won't forget.
The hell?
I won't forget.
Okay, Riggs. Whatever, man.
I'm not going to ask Google, okay?
Thank you.
Who was? We are never, ever getting better.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind. And now. Missed connections from Craigslist.
Hi, girl.
Hey.
Can I get a manly hey girl one day?
Hell?
Just one masculine. I'm gonna give it to you. Hey,
all right.
Girl.
All right, hold on. Here we go. All right.
And now, missed connections from Craigslist.
Sup, girl.
Oh, my God.
That was better.
That was better than the other one.
I made every hair on my body stand up in a douche way. Like,
because it was actually sounded like a guy, not a girl. The girl ones don't make you uncomfortable. Yeah. The guy ones do. It's ironic.
I made the hair on Gibbon's back stand up.
Good. Keep it going.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. That creeped me the hell out.
Oh, you were that last night in the bedroom.
That's right.
Shut up, Allie.
This one's talking about Riggs.
I know. When he rolled over this morning, that was fine.
Your bromance.
From a guy to a girl, he calls it the fun-sized Hispanic girl from Milwaukee in July of 2016.
Jeez, that's...
Seriously, dude, let it go.
In July of 2016, he says, we spent quite some time with each other, and then I let you leave without saying goodbye to anyone. I told you why I did it. Doesn't make any sense. You were pretty shaken up that night. I said you were a pretty girl that shouldn't have to take bleep like that from your boyfriend. Next time we saw each other, we met on the porch while you were leaving, and we shared a bowl of macaroni.
What? Yum.
We talked. We had some laughs. You asked for a cigarette while you waited for a ride. I think you have two or three kids. I still think about you. I really messed up. I should have never let you walk away, and I will always regret it.
How can you think about somebody if you don't even know how many kids they have or if they have kids? Like, you're literally creating a fantasy. You don't know anything about this person. You've thought about it for 2 years.
Allie, they're on Craigslist. None of this makes sense.
What in the literal hell?
You're trying to rationalize with someone on Craigslist.
You're right. Fair enough.
It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Going into Target for one thing is totally possible, you guys.
Oh, who the hell do you think you are?
I don't believe this.
I'm a genius. I figured it out. And it's something that anybody can do.
It's called being a dude.
It is.
There's your solution.
There we go. Dude. End of the show. See ya. Have a good day.
Goodbye.
I'm a dude, and I can't go in there without just buying one thing. Right. Ever.
Because you need a fountain with rocks at the end of the aisle on clearance. Why not?
So you're going to need, A, just one thing to get from Target, and B, the Target app, or just ordering online, because it involves the pickup, the order pickup with Target.
Okay. I'm calling your bluff. Don't you have to have a minimum order for pickup?
Nope.
No?
I didn't for this one.
No way.
Here's what I needed. I needed a little, the timer had gone out for our Christmas lights outside.
Uh-huh.
So I needed to get a new one. And there's a thing called a Wemo, W-E-M-O. And you can plug it in and give it a schedule. I can control it with my smartphone and everything. I can tell my phone to turn my lights on and off.
Yeah.
It's great.
That's cool.
So I wanted to get one.
How much is it?
It's $24.99.
I really want to know. Yeah.
It's like $25. So I ordered it on Target online.
Yeah.
I'm going through and it says order pickup.
Yeah.
I was like, order pickup? I only need one thing. So I hit order pickup.
Yeah.
I go through the whole order process, check out with my Apple Pay and all that stuff. And then it says, let us know when you're on your way to the store. So I wait about 2 hours and it says, boop, your order's ready for pickup. So I say I'm on my way.
Do you have to pick it up in a window time, like 3 to 4?
Nope. As soon as you say that you're on your way.
Walmart, you have a window. You have like an hour window because I do their pickup sometimes.
Oh.
I got an email for them saying it was ready. Just to let us know when you're on your way. I said, I'm on my way. And then as soon as I hit that button, it popped up the Target app on my screen and it tracked me like an Amazon order.
Showed me
going to Target and I didn't have to do anything else. I pulled into this little parking lot.
They saw you.
They have little spots. They didn't even have to see me. They just knew.
No, because you're on the map. I'm saying they saw you. Yeah. They did see you on the map.
Right.
Yes.
But I'm saying nobody was out there watching. I just had to pull into the spot. And then it said, are you here? And I said, yes.
No way.
Within 30 seconds, Tyler walks out with a bag, hands it to me and goes, have a nice day. I successfully went to Target, got one thing, and left and didn't overspend.
You're a communist.
I'm not a communist.
Here's my thoughts on it.
I'm a genius, Allie. I'm a genius.
I don't want to do pickup at Target. I want to walk around and look at stupid things I don't need.
Then you spend too much money.
I know, but yeah. I like it.
If I go in there, I'm going to buy a turntable. I'm going to buy records. I'm going to buy all sorts of crap I don't need.
Riggs.
I love Target.
Riggs.
I do too. But I think this is genius because now I can just get this one thing. I got
but
it.
That's not why it's genius. It's genius for convenience.
It is.
That's what it's genius for.
I couldn't imagine having kids. You don't have to drag your kids out of the car to go into the store.
Dude.
You just wait in the car. The guy comes out and Tyler handed
Game
it to
changer.
Me. I said, dude, this is awesome. He goes, I know, right? And I said, I don't have to tip you or anything. He goes, no, not at all. It's like the same thing with the Walmart pickups. You don't tip them. He's like, have a good day.
And I even asked, and they were like, no, you're not allowed to tip.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Riggs, we're all friends here.
Yes.
You can let us know. Can and will are two separate things.
Uh-huh.
You can go to Target. You can order it quickly and have someone bring it right out. But were you physically able in your body to not just put the car in?
Oh, God, I was jonesing like a maniac. Are you kidding me?
And you're like, I want to go in, but I don't have to. I really want to, but I don't have to.
You're right. 100% I wanted to go in very bad. Very much so.
God.
So you do have to exercise some restraint.
There may be a minimal
on the order. I may have misspoke on that, but yeah, was it like $25?
What's that thing called again? It's
called a Wemo. W-E-M-O. They're pretty awesome. You can use it to control. It's just a little plug. It's a smart outlet.
A bunch of texting. It's a lifesaver. It saved my wallet, saved my life, saved my kids. My God.
Look, see?
Nice.
Genius.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time.
Rewind.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. For the first time in 36 years of my life, is there a Christmas tree up in my house?
Hell no.
Nope. Not this year.
Oh, man.
Not this year.
The lights are on the outside.
The lights are on the outside.
Which actually makes it worse that you did half and not the other. You should have just not done anything.
I know.
Riggs.
We waited too long and we're not going to be home for Christmas. So my wife and I decided no Christmas tree this year. Nope. Not going to happen. 799-1037 or you can text us 71037. Gibbons has a hell to the no.
Dude. I almost turned into Riggs last night.
How so?
I go to Pick and Save.
Yeah. Are you okay?
There's a guy parked in the fire lane, right?
Traumatized.
Oh, hold on. I'm about to get hot pissed.
Oh, Riggs, just wait.
A guy in the fire lane.
Guy in the fire lane. I immediately think, what
was
would Riggs do?
Was it a red fire truck?
No, it wasn't.
Right?
It was a...
Was it an ambulance?
It was a purple SUV.
Okay.
With, like,
ooh,
big rims on it, right?
Yeah.
I hear
purple
music bumping from it.
Okay,
I walk
I'm back in.
I walk behind it, and the music that it's bumping is for videos that are playing. And these videos on this big screen TV in the back of this car are, like, booty-shaking hip-hop videos, like chicks and thongs and stuff, outside of Pick and Save, parked in the fire lane. And I was just so angry.
Hell no.
Yeah. What are you, 100?
The dude, no, the dude parked in the fire lane for, for a half hour. Yeah.
Yep. I thought you were mad about the videos.
No. If you want to go,
that's just a bizarre part of the story.
Yes.
I'm like, why are you doing this, dude? Get out of the parking lane. Turn your crap down. I'm trying to shop for my food, damn it.
Well, can you park in the fire lane?
You're such a get off my lawn guy these days.
No,
listen to yourself. Listen to yourself.
The guy is impeding the progress of
you
our first
a girl
responders.
Kids. You think you're 45
No.
Come on.
Oh, you stop that.
Now you know why it gets in my craw. It's even worse when you see them when you walk in and you do like 30 minutes of shopping and you come out and they're still there.
That's exactly what it was, dude.
Oh my God. I'm team. I don't care if you're in the fire lane. I don't notice you. Move on.
All right.
I got my go
if
one time.
If you're fine with breaking the law, I guess.
It just means you don't have real problems.
I don't. Those are my problems.
And thank God no one else has real problems, or else they wouldn't be able to fix the problems because the guy's in the damn parking lane,
right?
In the fire lane.
799-1037, or just text us to 71037.
Cause,
thank
Gibbons.
You, Gibbons. I'm glad you're on the team.
It was one time. It was the one time.
How dumb this was the whole time.
Yes.
Now you want to flip?
Because of the it was a lot of things happening in the
did
car at the
time. Did you wish you were in that truck? Is that what it really was with
probably
the videos?
Oh, damn it, I hate it when she's right.
71037.
Hey, I have a health to the nose.
Oh, God, what is it? What happened?
So I was at Walmart yesterday and standing up against a display looking at something. And this older, very older woman in one of those electric wheelchairs ran into me. And not just ran into me, pinned me up against the wall. And
jeez,
she's still driving forward into me. Sorry, ma'am. I'm like, then stop.
What the hell?
Wow.
Did she lose control of it, or do you think she was doing it on purpose a little bit?
I don't think she was all there.
Yeah, it's probably an accident.
I realized that she was still like trying to go forward.
Right.
Yeah.
And then later when I tried to exit the store, there was a whole line of people that couldn't get out because she, again, got stuck sideways somehow in the exit door.
Jesus.
Oh, man.
Wow.
That's a hell to the no, for sure, man.
For sure, I'd be pissed. I thought you were going to say she ran up and knocked over the whole display you were leaning against. That's where I thought it was going at first.
Hey, thanks for...
Then I would just walk away.
Me too.
Thanks for calling with hell to the no.
Thanks.
Appreciate you listening this morning. Good morning, Kiss FM. Do you have a hell to the no?
Can I please speak with your office that...
Oh, no! What was she going to say?
Come on!
Was she going to complain about it?
I don't know. She's getting good.
I know.
What if she just had something nice to say? We don't even know.
How do I get a hold of your office so I can click?
Oh, man.
Do we have text to 71037?
It's like when somebody calls, it's like, can I speak to your parents? And you're like, click.
Seriously. Some issues with kids. When your kid jumps out of the car, tries to run up to school, but she trips, falls, her shoe flies off, her tights get wet and dirty, and all the kids are laughing at her.
That's mean.
Yeah, that is mean.
It's not even funny.
No.
This isn't rude.
Coming from the mom that has a kid that laughed at a kid that fell down.
Shut up, Riggs!
Shut up.
Hudson laughed at one kid one time, and it was an accident, okay?
Hey, maybe that kid heard you talking about it on the radio and thought it was okay.
He's five. He doesn't know.
Dude, this one, I was so... When you're 6 months pregnant and you have the one coworker that has to comment every time they see you on how big you are, like it's a compliment.
What?
Hell no.
Oh, you're getting a lot bigger there, Sally. Ooh, like, come on, man.
Yeah, unless I'm roiding out and I'm lifting weights, don't tell me I'm getting bigger.
This
come on,
is
bro.
The worst one, though, Gibbons. This is from someone who clearly owns a business. They said, when someone makes a mistake, you're the boss. And because of the holiday, you have to pay the $1,500 mistake, and now you can't get your family Christmas.
Oh, jeez.
Literally, that would suck owning a business.
Yeah.
And then an employee screws something up,
uh-huh,
and then you have to pay for it. Oh.
Uh-huh. It's the blessing
damn
and the curse of being an entrepreneur.
Uh-huh.
Somebody said trains. Enough said. Amen.
Uh-huh. Amen. Hell to the no for the ages. We do it every morning around 7:45 on 103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Alley Rewind.
Hey.
Hi. Yo. Hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Alley.
Okay, so it is official. The judgment has been made after the appeals. Pharrell and Robin Thicke both have to pay $5 million to Marvin Gaye's family.
Wow.
Now, this all goes back to that amazing song we played on Kiss for the best summer ever.
Blurred Lines.
Yes.
Now, this is the Blurred Lines with Robin Thicke and Pharrell that you're hearing
right
now.
Uh-huh. And then Marvin Gaye's family heard it and said, you stole Marvin Gaye's sample. You sampled his music.
But how'd they do that? I don't understand. What do you mean?
I don't know.
Sounds like this. This is the Marvin Gaye one.
Right?
No, this is Blurred Lines.
No, this is Marvin Gaye.
Whoa.
And then you go back and you can go and you can hear.
It gave me goosebumps.
Because they're so similar.
Yeah.
They are really similar, yes.
So Pharrell and Robin Thicke always denied stealing it. But that didn't go over in court. They said, sorry, you definitely have lost this lawsuit involving copyright infringement. It sounds too much like Marvin Gaye's 1977 song.
Yeah,
and,
dude.
And they will have to pay $5.3 million in damages.
Holy God. I mean, when you hear these like this back to back, it's the same beat.
Well,
it's really
similar. You know, they've appealed this, but this was the final. We're done now. But at first, they were supposed to pay $7.3 million. Do you know that? And the judge, they appealed.
Okay.
The judge reduced it to $5 million, but they still have to pay. They didn't win the lawsuit. So
when it's your dad's legacy and you hear something like that, it sounds
almost just
almost like a blatant ripoff. You're like, this is very close enough for a lawsuit worthy. So
yeah, it says according to the judge, Robin Thicke and Pharrell Williams are jointly required to pay Marvin Gaye's family.
I was going to ask, is it joint or $5 million each?
$10 million
or $2.5 million
each? They jointly owe about $2,800,000. Almost $3 million they each have to pay. And then it says the publishing company will pay another $400,000 to the Marvin Gaye family.
Yeah.
So, lots of money going to be flying at them because they're saying that Pharrell and Robin Thicke stole their Marvin Gaye song. And it sounds like he did.
This is the original. And one more time, this is the Marvin Gaye version that's coming up next.
Oh, I didn't even tell you the best part.
Oh, there's more.
I like hearing them compare though to each other.
Yeah.
It's so similar.
Because when you hear them compared, you realize how bad it is.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's
ready
the link? This
is the best part. Marvin Gaye's family now entitled to royalties going forward. 50%.
Oh, hell yeah.
50%.
Wow.
They get 50% of the songwriter and publishing revenue coming from Blurred Lines.
Absolutely.
Forever. Yeah. 50.
And that's a big song that still plays on like other like satellites, radio
Dude,
stations, and all
song.
Sorts
now
of stuff.
Now I
want
to go listen to it later on my Apple Music or something.
I want to watch the video.
Emily Ratajkowski.
Well, it is Throwback Thursday, but I don't know if it's weird to play that when, quite frankly, they just got found guilty of stealing it.
Well, if we play it, we're paying not only Robin Thicke, but we're also paying Marvin Gaye as well when we play it.
True.
Right? This one's better.
All right, here we go. It's Throwback Thursday.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7KISSFM.com. In case you missed it the first time,
rewind.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Even if you have just gotten out of bed, he can get inside of your head. Gibbons the Great will not dilly-dally. Not here he is with Riggs and Allie.
Oh. All right, Gibbons the Great walks into the studio. 39 wins, only been beaten 6 times in season 6. You think you can stump him? We play every morning around 8:20 or so. 799-1037. Let's bring him in the studio. Come on.
Hey, what's going on? Now.
Got our friend Emily on the phone who's going to try to stump you this morning. You ready to go?
I was born ready.
And by the way, where are you calling from this morning, by the way?
Wauwatosa.
Cool. Listening in Tosa. Let's go.
All right. Are you thinking of a woman?
I am.
Maybe this person is only famous for being on YouTube?
No.
Is this someone who really exists?
Yes.
You got a creator of music maybe on your mind?
Yes.
Does this person have any children?
Yes.
Perhaps you got a black person on your brain.
I do not.
Could you have someone on your mind who is aged more than 40 years?
Yes.
Does this person habla español, speak a little Spanish?
No.
Maybe you got a blonde-haired character on your brain.
Yes.
Has this person ever shaved their head?
No.
All right, it's not Britney. Are you thinking of a country singer?
I am, and I take back when you said, is she older than 40? She is not.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. I don't think she's
definitely
older than 40.
Not.
No.
Perhaps this person has appeared on American Idol?
Yes.
Could you be thinking of someone who has maybe a little extra weight?
Technically, yes.
Are we talking about the same person?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, I'll tell you why when we're
done. I was like, you... Oh, I know why.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Now I got it. I was like, what the hell's wrong with you? I was about to go off.
Well, let's be clear.
It makes way more sense.
My crystal ball really quickly.
Yeah?
You'll be thinking of one of the greatest country singers of this generation, and that'd be Miss Carrie Underwood.
Yes. The actuate because of the baby.
I was like, are you calling Carrie Underwood fat? That's insane. She wasn't even fat before she lost 10 pounds and she was on Idol to begin with. She was still skinny then.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's why I was like, oh.
That's funny. But I remember.
Another human being.
Well, and I remember she came out of Idol and she slimmed down like 10 pounds and she's never gained it back.
Oh.
Carrie Underwood.
I did that to her, but.
Carrie Underwood. So you exactly who was thinking of this morning for Gibbons the Great. Thanks for playing with this morning.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
You too. We play every morning around the same time. See Underwood. It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Whose holes top, bottom, wait, hold on, what the hell is going on with you?
Do you
seriously
want to screw? Yes or no, it's literally at my house. Two people. Did you me have, well, and hold, one other person.
Can I backtrack a little bit? You've talked about wanting to get back, thinking about getting back in the dating game. You've lost a ton of weight. I mean, you're on top of the world.
I'm feeling my body, if that's what you're getting at.
You're getting it in. Oh, but are you really getting it in?
Am I really getting it in? Yeah. Well, there it was yesterday. At my house, alone. Yeah. And by the way, I was in my bedroom.
Oh, God. Oh,
so I'm in my bedroom with one person. And I said to this person, hey. And this person said, hey. Oh. And then I said, do you want to be on top or bottom? And she said, I don't care. And I said, are you sure? She said, no, really. I'm cool with whatever.
Yeah.
And then I said, do you want us to do the screwing or do you want me to do the screwing?
Oh, my God.
And then she said, all right, is every man getting like turned on?
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
And then I said, you could do the screwing. I'll hold you up. Don't you worry.
Oh my God.
You do the screwing. You can be on top. And then she said, okay. And then I said, is it in? Because I can't feel it.
Oh, my God.
We were mounting a TV in my bedroom.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my.
Where's we?
My neighbor. I called her. I go, Kiara, couldn't you come over and help me remount the TV in my bedroom? And she goes, no problem. And I said, I would ask your husband, but he's out of town. And if I invited my neighbor, my crazy neighbor, Randy, over, he would then go home and tell her, Allie invited me into her bedroom to put her TV up. I think she wants me.
I did some mounting in her bedroom, if you know what I mean.
And she said, yeah, he would totally do that if you asked him. So her and I were in my bedroom.
Oh, God.
And I had a TV mounted that doesn't work that well.
I'm flustered as hell right now. Yes.
Right, 2 minutes ago, Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal had just had a tryst in his mind. Okay,
1,000%. Yes.
Now just me and my neighbor mounting a TV. The irony with the mounting part.
Yeah.
I was just getting nervous because you're like my big sister. I'm like, no, I don't want to think about you having sex. Please stop.
Well, it was so funny because I said, you know what? I took the old one down myself because I just let it drop. It was a piece of crap.
Oh Jesus!
I put pillows down. I let it drop and just fall after I unscrewed it. But I needed someone to hold the TV while someone screwed to put the new one up.
Uh-huh.
I didn't have a new TV. I just took my kids, the one they used as a DVD player. They no longer watch. Put it up. So it was just funny because literally, I'm asking her these questions and we're dying laughing because I'm like, oh my God, this sounds awful.
Right?
I literally am like, do you want to screw? Do you want to do the screwing or should I? And then we start laughing and then she'd be trying to screw it in. I'd be like, do you have it in the hole? And I was like, oh my God, I should be recording this, is what I told her when it was all done.
You should have
because
been.
Because it was nothing but sexual innuendos unintentionally.
And probably less of grunting as well.
Yes.
Okay.
And then you'd be like, are you okay? Do you need a break?
I'll ask the question because I still have the fantasy going on in my head.
Me and my neighbor.
After all of that, after you mounted the TV, after you got the job done.
Yes.
You guys had a pillow fight, right? Please just tell me you had a pillow fight, please.
I thought you were going to ask if they had a cigarette.
Well, oh, no, I need a cigarette after this. I need a
Let
cigarette.
Let me tell you
my
why
God.
We didn't have, you know, anything go on after that. And this will really turn off the romance in your mind, Gibbons. Okay. This will kill everything you feel. There was no sheets on my bed because Hudson had wetted my bed last night. Isn't that attractive?
Oh.
Damn it. You know, okay. When she sets it up with Gibbons, I'm going to say this and you're going to be disgusted. In my head, I'm going, no matter what she says, I'm going to say it's super hot.
Nope. No,
you
can't
be in
off.
The bed. No, I'm turned off. No. Nope.
Yeah, because the only bed in the room now has a giant yellow spot in it that I have to clean. Yeah. So put that in your picture of us mounting the television.
Oh, God.
Is that a hot look?
You've successfully ruined it. You've successfully killed it.
See?
Props to you.
So everything's fine now. You've now remounted. nothing to do with TV now.
TV's up.
Done.
Man. We're good. But I was just, are you going to screw or am I going to screw?
What was
you
the top or the bottom screwing? Thing? What does that mean?
Well, because one of us had to be up on a stool to screw in while I stood under and held the TV. So it was like, do you want to be on top or bottom?
Oh, man. You know what? Hold on. The fantasy's back on. I forgot about the pee on the bed. All right, we're back
on. Put your pants on, you jerk. Put them on.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. You can always get our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Oh, by the way, before we get into what we learned on the show, we'll be at the Milwaukee Public Market from 1 to 2 this afternoon. With the Salvation Army ringing the bell for the celebrity bell ringing that's going on today.
You can put a quarter in there. It's okay. It's fine. But, I'll take your debit card.
There will be other air quote celebrities there, but none as big as us.
No, there will be other people.
Well, we'll be on the Broadway entrance right by like the fish market area. So come in that way. Say hello to us. We'll take a picture, do a selfie, and take your chain for the Salvation Army.
Heck,
you can text celebrity to 41444 and make a donation that way. Just make sure you select Riggs, Allie, and Gibbons.
I was going to say, you could always do a donation online and still come say hi if you don't have cash. Because I don't have cash, so I could totally do an online one, you know?
Totes. Or if worse comes to worse and you're way out of the way, donate to the Salvation Army somewhere else. It's all a good cause. So,
amen.
What did you learn on the show this morning? I learned something about Gibbons.
What'd you learn?
I learned that he's coming over to my dark side of creating problems that aren't really yours because you don't have any real life problems. People parking in the fire lane. Gibbons witnessed somebody doing it the other day, and it got into his craw, just like it does with me. And you know what? I welcome your support. I welcome it. We're doing a 5K next year for people that can't put their license plate stickers in the right place. And people that park in the fire lane, you're more than welcome to either run the 5K or I'll give
you
a t-shirt.
Meanwhile, I'm like, are my bills paid for the month? Are my children fed? And Riggs is like, there was somebody in the fire lane again.
See, I'm fine. I don't have kids. I don't have to worry about stuff like that. I just worry about, are you parking in the fire lane?
You brought me over to the dark side, damn it. I'm not that happy about it. I'm going to be honest.
You're going
to
start.
I'm not that
Gibbons
happy about
was
it.
Was mad that he wasn't in the cool car.
That's what it was. They were playing porno in the back of it.
Pretty
more
or less.
To watch it, so.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
What did you learn on the show this morning, huh? Allie?
I learned that Riggs thinks he knows Target, but he's no woman. Okay? Well, he said, I figured out how to only buy one item at Target, and it turns out that you buy it and then you pick it up. Well, I don't want to pick it up at Target. I want to pick up at Walmart. I want to cruise the aisles at Target. And I want to shop till I drop, baby, because the only people I know that come out with one item at Target, they're communists, okay?
Yeah.
I don't know who these people think they are.
They're imaginary is what they are.
They're not real.
They don't exist.
Who do you think you are, people that come out with one item?
Allie, I will say, sitting there waiting for them to give me my drive-up order, I was jonesing. I wanted to go in so bad. So
it's
hard. It is hard.
See?
Gibbons.
So that was advice for men that Riggs gave, not women.
Yep. I learned on the show this morning.
What'd you learn, Gibbons?
It has finally happened.
What's that?
There was some moaning and groaning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Some mounting and some screwing happening in the bedroom of Allie.
It wasn't my bedroom. Lots of screwing.
Yeah, but...
Only it was just me putting up a TV with my neighbor.
Oh, man. I was... And you didn't even... You got so into it.
You want me to... Okay, here's what happened. Yeah. Gibbons wants to get off again, so here I go.
I can't listen to this again. Oh, God.
Take your headphones.
So my neighbor's over there, and I say, hey, you want to be on top or you want to be on bottom? And then she says, I want to be on top.
Oh, geez.
And then I said, do you want to do the screwing or do you want me to do the screwing? And then she said, I'll do the screwing. So she started screwing.
Okay, I gotta tell you to stop.
And then I said,
oh God.
Is it in the hole? Because I can't feel it. And then we finished mounting my TV and it was all over.
Riggs. Oh my.
I don't want to hear about my sister having sex.
I would never say any crap when I was having sex anyway.
Riggs, she looked me dead in the eyes and was giving me sexy eyes as she said that story.
I was talking about freaking TV.
And now I'm uncomfortable.
Actually.
Oh my God.
This is why men are sick.
We are.
Because... I was literally telling that with not a sexual feeling in my body. I feel nothing when I do that. When I do the, hey.
Oh, God.
Do you want to get on top or on bottom? I literally am going to feel nothing. Gibbons, men can get turned on like... hear my fingers
I
snap?
Swear to God.
Like, I literally feel nothing. And you're over there getting, you're weird.
I went from being creeped
men
out
and women.
I'm turned on again. This is a roller coaster of emotions.
Do you want to screw or do you want
no,
me to
stop
screw?
It.
Oh, Jesus, God.
Stop it.
So she was screwing it in, you guys.
Oh. Stop it.
I can't feel it.
You're my
it.
Sister. Stop
need,
doing that. It's so weird. It's so gross.
Oh, my God.
Gibbons, put your pants on. Stop this. Oh, weird.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.